WEOL. We continue with the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Avon at the UH Avon Health Center. Also connected here, not only the fitness part, but there's the emergency room area here as well. And we have LaDonna Bonnette, who's the nurse manager of the emergency department at the Center of Health and Fitness. Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
So who's managing the nurses right now, if you're here?
They're running amok. Hopefully not.
No, I'm sure they're doing a great job, like we always do. I just want to talk about our services that we offer over at the emergency room. We are a full-service emergency room. We have 18 beds. We have two trauma beds. One is a pediatric trauma. One is an adult trauma bed. We are staffed with RNs, paramedics, respiratory therapists, and we also have another location, which is the Amherst ER, that we also that I also manage, and it is a 9-bed freestanding ER, which functions the same exact way as the Avon facility functions.
That's a newer facility, right? Or has that been there?
No, that's been there. It's Amherst Hospital.
Okay.
24/7.
24/7, both locations, yes.
What kind of, are there any, I don't know how to phrase this, are there any kind of common injuries that you see here?
We do. We see a lot of industrial accidents. We do see the most common things, you know, falls, sprains, sports injuries. People in the community do come over to the Avon ER, and we do take care of them, too. We provide all types of care to every type of patient. We do see traumas. We do have a helipad that's out back that we can fly patients out immediately for a higher level of care.
Is there ever a time when somebody might be here, maybe playing racquetball, or they've got an injury with, you know, pumping iron, and they end up next door? Has that ever happened?
Oh, that happens. Yes, it does. And we are
available. That's good.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's the key for emergency room is the time, from the time that the incident happens that they can be treated. And that's also why something like this works well. We've talked before about the emergency room near a highway. Accidents happen out there. This could be the first location that they would be able to get the treatment that they
need. Right. And we're able to provide stabilization and then ship them out.
So you can kind of take care of what needs to be taken care of. And then if for longer care, they can move off to someplace else.
Right, yes.
As a nurse manager, are you just sort of administrative, or do you actually still have the hands-on part of what you do?
I'm still hands-on.
Okay.
I do pick up patient care when I'm out in the department. If they need help, I'm always available.
Well, because that's probably what your passion is, that you got involved with it. Nobody gets into it to file paperwork and fill out forms, but I guess that comes with any
job
that you have.
How did you get into that?
How did I get into nursing?
Yeah.
I have always loved to taking care of patients. I love to take care of people. So, and nursing is my passion.
How long have you been here?
I have been with EMH for 16 years. I've been in the ER for the entire time, and I've worked at all three locations.
Now, is emergency room where you've always practiced or been part of that?
It has. Okay. I've also done critical care at other locations.
But that seems to still be a
different dynamic,
you know,
isn't it?
Right? I mean, there's something about it that, what is it that appeals to you? I guess maybe the fact that there's somebody in crisis, you can do something and then resolve their problem as opposed to just treating somebody with a different type of an illness?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's an adrenaline rush. It's taking care of those critical patients, stabilizing them, and making sure that they're okay.
And your day is filled with, as you wake up, and go through your day, you're never quite sure
what you're going to get. Right. Yep.
Do things change seasonally, for example, maybe flu season, things like that?
Yes. During flu season, we're very busy. We do see a lot of the patients coming in with the flu. And then during the summer, we see a lot of sports injuries. We do see the industrial accidents. But, yeah, it tends to go with the season. I know that we take care of a lot of industrial accidents. We perform the post drug screens and alcohol screens for workman's comp. Patients are able to be transported to any hospital their physicians admit to. So if they come to the Avon ER and they need to be admitted, we can transport them anywhere that they need to go. for admission.
Right. And obviously the key is to be able to get to a location emergency room as quickly as possible.
Right.
Your job is to kind of get them stable, I guess.
Right. We get them stable and get them to where they need to be admitted.
That sounds good. Yep. Now, where are you in your day? Does your day start now? Are you ending? Because different emergency rooms being 24/7, there's different shifts going on. What kind of a routine are you working these days?
Usually I start my day at the fitness center.
Okay.
And then, I work until about 5 o'clock. So I'm busy with working in the ER over here at Avon and at Amherst.
Okay.
Have we had anything unusual come in or happen this morning yet?
No, nothing unusual.
That's good.
This morning.
That's good.
There's medical privacy laws. They can't talk about anything that goes on over there.
Mom's the word. I'm sorry.
Even if your family is, they'll put a curtain between. They have the magic curtain that goes between you and everything else that happens.
That's right.
Going on.
I just want to also throw out there that we do offer our wait times on our website. So if patients have like a non-emergency, like that, they can go onto our website and see how long of a wait there are at all three locations.
Our guest today, LaDonna Bonnet, nurse manager of the emergency department at the Center for Health and Fitness. I want to thank you for stopping in this morning. Appreciate your time as we continue putting the spotlight on Avon as well as this fine facility that we're at.